Taylor Swift to become youngest woman ever inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. By Breitbart News on August 11, 2026. Global superstar Taylor Swift and country legend Lyle Lovett will be inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, the organization announced Tuesday. The new class also includes Sean Camp and Lee Thomas Miller, both elected in the contemporary songwriter category, and Bruce Channel as the veteran songwriter. They will be formally inducted during the 56th anniversary Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame gala later this year. Swift, the 14-time Grammy Award-winning artist, is elected in the contemporary songwriter/artist category. She's known for writing many of her own hits since launching her career in Nashville as a preteen. Those include her country singles Teardrops on My Guitar and Love Story, as well as her blockbuster pop hits Blank Space, Antihero, and Cruel Summer. She became the youngest woman ever inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in June. Lovett is elected in the veteran songwriter/artist category. He started his career in the folk scene before finding success for his clever lyricism and innovative country Americana songs like She's No Lady, Cowboy Man, Get Back My Heart, Why I Don't Know, God Will and More. Camp began as a fiddle player for Shelby Lynn, Alan Jackson, Trisha Yearwood and others in the 80s before becoming a hit songwriter. His credits include Garth Brooks's Two Piña Coladas, Brooks and Dunn's How Long Gone and Willie Nelson's A Beautiful Time. Miller's hits include Terry Clark's I Just Wanna Be Mad, Trace Adkins' You're Gonna Miss This, Tim McGraw's Nothing to Die For and Southern Girl, Chris Stapleton's Whiskey and You and many songs for Brad Paisley, including The World. Texas talent Channel is perhaps best known for Hey, Baby, written in 1959 and recorded by Jose Feliciano, Ringo Starr, Conway Twitty, Anne Murray and DJ Ootsie. It may be most recognizable for its prominent placement in the 1987 film Dirty Dancing. The Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame executive director Mark Ford made the announcement inside Belmont University's R. Milton and Denise Johnson Center. "This is always one of the most anticipated days on our calendar, the annual reveal of our incoming class," Ford said in a statement. "We're excited to once again add new names to a legendary list that began more than a half century ago."